Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jory. I'm the Coffee Psychic, your host for tonight's show, Your Psychic Connection. And tonight's topic is you, of course. We are doing one free psychic question for everybody tonight, and always a great song from Frank Sinatra, the coffee song. So I always like to talk about the things that I've done during the week or last couple of weeks. And I don't remember, but I believe... I don't know if I shared with you guys last week about the gong bath that we had done, but there is this thing called a gong bath, and this is by a monk, and this monk's name, I can't pronounce his monk's name, but he is Richard Rudis. I believe it's Sunam Dori, and... oh, my God, this experience is where, if you guys know what a gong is, just imagine the size of a tire, and probably one of those big tires, only it's in brass. And it's not the thickness of a tire, but, you know, it's like a brass plate that hangs from two, you know, like a little pedestal, you might say. Anyway, you go here, and you lay down in front of this gong bath, and I think when we did this, I was out in Tinley Park, literally probably two blocks away from my old house, the house I lived at in Tinley Park a couple years ago, at a convent, as a matter of fact, and you lay in front of it with your head facing the gong. I've got to tell you, it was an amazing experience because this monk sat here and played this gong. But you know how somebody would go, well, they'll hit it, and then it's going, bong, you know, something like that. Well, this was about 45 minutes long of this, and it creates an amazing healing for people. You'll just have to check it. You'll have to look it up. It was just a fantastic experience. We just did it a couple of weeks ago, and it was a crazy, beautiful experience. All right, now, again, you guys are the guests tonight, so what we're going to do is I'm going to go from call to call, and please make sure you ask the question succinctly, and then I will either look in the coffee, I can do the cards, I can do the rune stones for you guys, and we'll see what comes up. So let's see what comes up. Also, you know, if you guys have a favorite Christmas, please feel comfortable in sharing it. Or if you have a Christmas wish, we'd love to look at that because, again, this is the week of Christmas. So Merry Christmas, everybody. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Vicki.
Vicki, hi, it's Joanne. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Joanne. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm really good. I'm really good.
Good.
So
hey,
questions do you have?
Well, first I want to share something with you. Last time I had a reading from you, it was on the radio. You asked me who was having twins in my family. Well, my son informed me that him and his wife are having twins.
Oh, my God, that's the best.
I know. And I thought to myself, Brianne was right. Okay. Okay.
So cool. Congratulations,
so,
by the way.
Well, thank you. So my question is this. I am having a hard time with a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I went with this guy before, and he's currently in another relationship. But wanting to get out. Now, you know, do I have a chance?
Let me do a spread on it for you. And the very first thing that came up to me, and I'm going to do the spread, okay? But the very first thing that I heard inside, which is normally from the spirit world, is it's okay to let someone go. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
So if this relationship is not working out, don't hang on to it just for the sake of not wanting to be alone. Because when you do that, you're kind of blocking other people from coming in by you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right. Well, we're not seeing each other right now.
Oh, good, good.
No,
okay,
we're
so
not.
Can you give me this guy's first name?
Kurt.
Okay, so, all right, so Kurt and Vicki has his lock. Okay, tell me when to stop, honey.
Stop.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to cut this into three files. So you've had several readings from me in the past, haven't you, Vicki?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So when I do the readings, I just want to let my other listeners know, when I do the readings, I normally will read the coffee for you. I tap into your energy field. I do a little with the tarot cards. When I do certain questions, I'll either ask the spirit world or we'll do the card. And you have a trance medium, so the dead will show up while I'm reading you. Now, of course, because tonight we're just asking specific questions, you know, I don't have as much time to share with you guys. But, of course, if you want a more in-depth reading, everyone knows this is my, you know, full job. This is what I do 24/7. So give me a call at 219-940-9292 to get that more in-depth reading. Okay, so we're going to do the cards right now. So, Vicki, pick one, two, or three. What do you hear?
Three.
All right. So I'm going to go to the third pile of cards. Okay. Now, the first card says, watch out for whom you're trusting. That tells me that there might be a situation in which you cannot fully trust it. Do you understand?
Trust Kurt.
Say it again.
Trust Kurt. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it just could be the situation right now.
Okay.
Because if he's kind of wishy-washy, dilly-dally, you know, he can't make up his mind, why would you invest yourself right now when he's really not sure what he's doing? I mean, Jesus, you could sit here for a whole year while he's playing games with, well, should I, shouldn't I?
Right.
I'm not sure what to do. And you're on the sidelines waiting. Where is that going to lead you?
Right.
Okay. Now, the next card that crosses this card says you're also pulled in two, unsure of yourself. And also, have finances been a little bit of an issue for you?
No.
Okay. Have finances, when you were with him in the past, was there an issue on finances between you guys?
Not really. No. He's having a hard time right now with finances.
Okay, then finances would be a problem.
Okay.
Understand?
Right.
Because that's what this is saying. Now, it says you're not trapped anywhere. And I also, okay, you wouldn't be having kids. Okay, the way this is looking as though it could be a really good thing. There shouldn't be any kids involved. But it's still some instability in this relationship. Mm-hmm. So until he's really out of the woods there and he knows what the heck he's doing, I don't think you can count on him being yours at all.
Don't what? I'm sorry.
Don't count on him.
Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah, don't
count
on him.
I just didn't know if I should wait.
Personally, I don't think so.
Okay.
Not until he has cleared up his backyard.
Right.
Once his backyard is clear and you know that he's a single man and he can devote himself completely to you and you're not the other wink-wink woman because he can't figure out what he wants to do, you know, he cannot devote himself to both of you guys.
Right. Well, we're only friends right now. We're back to being friends again.
No, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
And I understand the question you're asking me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, gotcha.
The thing is, don't put yourself on the back burner, waiting.
Oh, no.
Waiting.
No.
Waiting.
Right.
Waiting.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really the answer to your question tonight.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Because
you're vibrant,
honey.
You're vibrant. And, you know, just because he has not become available is the real deal here.
Right.
This man's
right.
not available.
Right.
Okay. When he becomes available, which it's normally better when somebody breaks up in a relationship, that they're free from their previous relationship at least for a year.
Uh-huh.
Then you know that they've made that separation and that they really are free to be yours or to work on a relationship with you.
Right, right. Completely understand.
Yeah. Okay, you got it?
Got it. Thank you so much, Jorianne, and have a Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas and congratulations, Grandma.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye now. All right. Yeah, it's really nice, you guys. When we get into a relationship, you know, we all have been there. You know, you have a commitment to one person and then things go sour. But what happens what truly happens if you've broken up and then you guys suddenly decide to reconcile and you already have somebody else you're dating? It just makes a very sticky wicket. It really does. All right, so let's see who's next online. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi,
Jorianne. Hi, my name is Ola. How are you?
I'm great, Ola. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Okay, and I love your name, and you sound like you're old enough where the Disney movie characters were not named after you.
Oh, which one?
So what's on your mind tonight, honey?
I'm calling to see I'm considering a move in the next couple days, actually, back to Southern California. And I'm wondering what you see for that. Should I stay where I am, stay put, or just kind of...
Nothing moving.
Okay, moving somewhere.
You're moving. It feels exciting. As soon as you said, Ola, that you're going, you know, you're going to be moving, and then you said within a couple of days, I've got goosebumps all over my body. I feel so excited for you. I feel very happy for you. The energy is just popping around you, and I don't know if you're feeling that excitement or that if there's it's a sense of tension or concern, but it just feels like
concern.
One of the best ever. Oh, no, this is going to be so good for you. Now, I don't know how long it's going to take for it to manifest as an amazing experience for you, but, you know,
okay.
You start something like this and you get a little, you know, tense or nervous or uncertain, but, oh, no, ma'am, this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful move for you.
Yeah, I'm moving back to a place that I lived before, so it's familiar, but, yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad you're getting...
Yeah, and it just seems like good things will be coming your way, like, in, how can I say it, in a much better way for you.
Oh, okay. Okay. I haven't signed anything or anything. Oh, I'm sorry? Oh, no, I was just saying...
I don't know if it's going to be more job opportunities or what it's going to be, but something way more exciting for you.
Okay, cool. Oh, I was just going to say I haven't, like, signed anything or I'm just sort of looking around for places, so... but I want to move, you know, beginning of next month, which is in a week. okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. That's helpful.
And
do you
have a dog right now,
opinion.
Ola?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a dog?
I wish. No, I have, I'm with my parents, so they have a couple, but I used to foster, or not foster, but work at a rescue with dogs,
oh.
So, yeah.
How beautiful. I see a little fluffy, it kind of looks whitish, maybe it might have some different colors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a Bichon, looks like, acts like, I don't know if it's a, I don't know, just a really cute, adorable, kind of like a little lap dog.
Okay, my parents have two of those, like one's like super fluffy, I forgot what you call it. I forgot the name of it, but it's, yeah, like a toy dog, or she looks like a stuffed animal.
Yeah, like a teacup poodle or something, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I see that around you, but I think it'll be one of your own.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Time goes by. Yep.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
and has
helpful.
Has it been your birthday lately or something, Ola, or whose birthday is it then?
Coming up, or?
Yeah, just past or coming.
Oh, mine's in a few months, and everyone else I know is past already, so.
So maybe this is going to be around your birthday, but you're supposed to be doing some traveling, and it kind of feels like, I'm not sure if it's going to be within the United States or outside of the United States, but watch for some really fun travel coming up also.
Oh, cool. Maybe for work or for
fun? Oh, it could
fun.
Be.
Okay.
Well, I think you're the kind of girl that even if you do it for work, you're going to find some fun wherever you go, actually.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. Wow. Oh,
yeah.
Good. Okay. So, feel
right.
A little bit better. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, Merry Christmas to you, honey.
Merry Christmas to you. You have a good one.
Thanks.
I'll keep
Take
listening.
Care.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye
now. Bye. That is for Ola. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller.
Hello. How are you? Hi, can you hear me?
I'm great. Who is? Yeah, I can. Who is this?
Oh, good. My name is Linda, and I'm calling from Missouri. And I just want to see, there's, my husband and I is getting a divorce, but I'm also seeing someone else. It is a female, but I just wanted to see how, do you see marriage in the future for us?
I sure will take a look. I have to ask you, I hope you don't mind, I hope it's okay, but has your husband been very sad over this breakup?
Yeah, I guess he has.
Yeah,
a little concerned about it.
Yeah, it feels like you guys have had a pretty decent friendship outside of the breakup of the relationship.
Whenever he can talk civil, we seem to be okay.
Yeah,
but
I
think his he also has PTSD, so sometimes that really kicks in and. kind of really.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which I'm a little concerned for him, though, honestly.
Well, if he can get a little more help, I honestly think he needs it, okay?
Yeah.
And it might make a big difference for him. And for you guys, even his friends, because you guys have kids, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so you guys are gonna pretty much have to stay together anyway. And communicate. You know what I'm saying?
You mean keep in communication type thing?
Yes, because of the kids. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we do. We have three.
All right. Well, let me take a look at this relationship between you and your
mm-hmm.
new partner.
Mm-hmm.
This relationship feels pretty stable right now, Linda.
Right, okay.
So I think, honestly, now I'm not sure how long you guys have been getting to know each other, but it still feels like you still have time to get to know each other. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because I don't care how long you are with somebody. Sometimes you can be there for a long time and go like, whoa, didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And were you guys thinking about moving anyway to a new location?
I just did.
Good. All right, perfect, because I could see a move here.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't you guys exchange rings already or commitment of some sort? Because it feels like you did.
Well, I gave her something, but I think she's in the process kind of thing, so we've been talking about it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. She's kind
of
on the nose there.
Promise rings or promise something being exchanged here.
Yeah, yep. You're
okay.
On it. Yeah.
And were you guys talking about Europe, England, Paris, anything like that yet?
Just in talking, it would be really fun to have a vacation, but who knows if that will ever happen. We're talking about Italy or something like that.
Nice.
But Europe. Europe somewhere.
Good, yep. Well, I'm seeing you guys eventually stepping off and taking a trip, but it's going to, of course, it's going to take a lot of arranging schedules and planning.
Yeah. That might be probably a few years down the road, I would think.
Yeah. Well, expect that you're going to have that happen, though. It really looks like I can see you guys out there having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Is one of your kids having a harder time with this separation?
I would think my middle son.
Okay.
I would think
yeah,
he is. He handles things a little differently.
Yeah, I would say, make sure you keep having your conversations with your kids.
Yeah,
sure
I think the dad kind of keeps him, lets him think that I'm the bad person, but
yeah.
It kind of takes two to make it work, so.
Well, see, here's the thing. You've got no control over him. You've got the control over how you communicate with your child and letting him know that you love him and that, you know, you and his father's, you know, you don't love him anymore. You guys have fallen out of love, and, you know, you want him
mm-hmm.
to go on with your life, and he's a top priority to you. You really need to let him know that.
Yeah. He doesn't really text me back or anything because he stays with the dad, so that's kind of a little bit hard there, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I can send him cards or just tell him to send him a nice text, whether he replies or not or something. I guess I could do that.
Yeah. You guys don't talk by phone anymore, or?
My middle son has always been a little harder to communicate either way.
Okay. Well, I get a sense that you guys will have a good communication at some point about what's going on, Linda.
Okay.
And I think you'll be in a better footing with him. But the way it looks for your relationship right now, it looks pretty good. And, yeah, and I'd work on building it to a much deeper level.
I mean, do you see the marriage happening, or?
I'm not seeing that right now. But
okay.
That doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
Okay.
It feels like you guys are solid. It feels like you're on solid ground. And and I'll just keep bringing this to a much higher level, this relationship.
Okay. I just wonder why you don't
okay.
see a marriage on there. That's kind of... Because we were looking at August.
It doesn't always mean that it, you know, it doesn't always mean that it's going to show up.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I tell people also, you know, again, if you want to have a more in-depth reading, give me a call later or call back on the radio show later, kind of, if you'd like. Ask the question again and see how it looks.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the thing that's popping up right now tonight is the sadness that your husband is feeling from the change of the relationship. You know, and of course, you've got your reasons why you need to move on.
Right, right.
You know, but certain things will pop up as a stronger energy than others at a specific time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Do you find him, with him being so sad, do you find him hurting himself or
Well, I'm not seeing that
happening?
Right now. Yeah, I'm not seeing that right now, but just maybe more conversations with him might be good for you, if you can, depending upon where you're at.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, good luck, honey, and Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, Linda. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, that's the one thing I can tell you guys. You know, during certain readings and stuff, sometimes certain energy will show up stronger than other times. Sometimes if I'm in the middle of a reading, and of course you guys know these are not the long in-depth readings right now, but sometimes you might ask a specific question, but the spirits will come in and give you a whole totally different answer to something else you weren't even asking. And of course, when that happens, you positively want to pay attention to what's being said. All right, let's see who is next online. Hello, caller.
Hello, Joanne. Hi, Joanne.
Yes, who is this?
Joanne?
Yes, is this? Who is this?
Hi, it is Kay.
Hey, Kay,
Joanne?
How are you? Yes.
Merry Christmas and anything positive I wish on you.
Merry Christmas to you, too. What's
going
on, Kay?
Oh, I just want to, I'm hoping that, I just want to see my finances.
All right, let's take a quick peek here. Are you ready for the new year, Kay, and Christmas and everything?
Yeah, I'm going to wrap up everything tomorrow, which is what I needed to do in terms of getting all my gifts out to who I need to get it out to.
Oh, very
tomorrow
nice.
Is my getting... Tomorrow is my wrap-up day, literally.
There you go. And it's nicely put. It's like you're wrapping up the end of the year, right?
Right, right. So
totally.
Hopefully, yeah.
Totally.
So any good news for me?
All right, let's take a peek. Let's take a peek at your finances right here. It's really interesting. Are you in a love relationship?
No. I mean, I still have feelings for someone, but that was because I really love that person. But no, I'm not. We're never going to be together again. But yeah.
Well, it doesn't have to be him.
Yeah, that's fine.
So it's really interesting. So here's your storyline. Here's a guy that's a little selfish or, you know, into himself. There's a breakup kind of a situation, and then there's another really good man that comes into your picture. It seems like your finances will balance themselves out somehow this year. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
and I would say you got to watch your nerves a little bit this year, but also you've got the lovers. It kind of looks like you're supposed to be finding a relationship this year sometime, Kay, this next year.
This year? We only got 5 days left. So I don't know how that would happen.
Within a year's period.
Yeah, but the money thing, that's the main thing. I'm getting a promotion, I'm getting a job. I literally went on this job interview 3 separate times. And I'm
saying,
No, but you know, at this point, so that's why I'm just asking about the finances. Is it going to be that job, or I'm just going to get a lot of money and everything balances out?
Well, I'm not saying that that's the specific job, but it does say your money balances out this year.
Okay. Like the lottery?
Praise Jesus. You know, from your lips
yeah.
to God's ears. Anything's possible.
Yes, that's what they say. That's the you know how like the brand of the lottery, that's their logo. Anything's possible. Okay.
So cool.
Well, that's something positive to look forward to. And thank you for telling me about my possible male choices. But okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
And I'll let you know if anything happens.
Let us know this year, okay?
Okay. Have a good one. Bye bye now.
Merry Christmas, Kay. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
I'm online.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Hi, who is this?
Hi. This is Amla. How are you?
Amla, get out of here. How are you?
You're so funny. You crack me up. It's been a challenging year, but I've become my own best friend. I've been like the self worth and valuing myself and honoring who I am.
Uh-huh.
Good stuff. Yeah, good stuff. Can't complain that way. That's for sure.
That's
so, incredible. Yeah, well, and then now, so since I've become my own best friend, I know I've been asking you this for a couple of years, a few years now, like, I'm ready to meet Mr. Right for me. I'm coming.
Have you had, I know this might sound crazy, but have you had like an internet relationship with somebody, or did you meet somebody over the internet?
No, but he has long distance. Yes, I have. But he's not available.
Oh, well, that's not fun.
No.
Okay.
And the thing, there is a connection though. It feels so, I'm not doing anything. It's not like I'm not that person. No, I'm not instigating anything.
Right, right. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
because you know how stressful that can turn out to be if they're not available.
Yeah, and I think, I just feel like it's weird. It's, I don't know. It's like I'm not attached to the outcome, but I have this, I have to tell him thing. I don't know why I need to tell him, but I need to tell him. It's really weird, but. I'm still in limbo. So
it's probably past life stuff, honey, that you're reacting to.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you see somebody new coming in, like a new available person?
It's really weird. When I look at you, I see this kind of like internet relationship thing. And I see the possibility of a relationship. Possibility. It's kind of funny. It almost feels like a near miss kind of thing. Of a relationship with somebody that's got red or reddish hair.
Okay.
And then something, it like dissipates or it fizzles out.
Okay. So I already knew
like
him?
I don't think he's come in yet.
Okay.
And it feels like this one that you are having, the guy that's not available yet.
Yes.
You guys still seem to be connected somehow. Like you're definitely really connected.
Yeah, I know, because he's a fellow writer, and he's helping me. He's helping me with my writing and getting it out there, published, and all the other good stuff. So we have a lot in common. He's really into, you know, I'm legally blind. He's fascinated with blindness, and he's recommended all these books, and it's just I've never met a person in my life, let me just tell you, it's just forget about anything else romantically, but a person who really wanted to know me. That was my life lesson with this guy, is that, or any, even a woman friend who was genuinely unconditionally loving me as I am. I'm not in love with me, but just accepting me for who I am.
Yes.
And that's amazing. That was, I mean, I was just blown. it surprised both of us. It really, I only met him once, and this was back in October. That's the first and last time I saw him.
Yeah, but aren't you guys connected by phone or something, or internet?
Yeah, we are. Well, because Facebook and the social media thing, yes, we are. But it's very limited. It's not like, you know, it's not like all the time. I think you feel, my heart is just expanded so much. Forget, not even regarding him, but just everything. Like Lori just at the beginning of this reading talked about is self-love and self-care, and I really love myself. And my heart is so open. It's so open, wide open for anything and any possibility coming in. And the funny thing is that maybe you could tap into my energy, but I know for myself for sure, I'm not necessarily attached to this. It's beyond, if this makes any, this probably does make sense. There's no rationality in this. Nothing makes sense with this. Nothing.
Yep.
And I know yeah, go ahead, Dorian.
Completely believe, when I feel you and this person, honest to God, I feel you guys so connected, whether you guys are talking all the time or not, it's totally irrelevant. There's such a bond here between you guys, and I really think this is probably a past life connection for you and him.
Okay. Okay.
And that's very cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
It is cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you can just kind of kick back and wait and see if anything else does occur. And if it does, great. If it doesn't, okay, too. You know, you guys have this bond. And I don't know, I just feel to me like you're still going to be connected to him somehow.
Yeah. That's what kind of makes me a little bit apprehensive is that it's just so strong. It's beyond words, and it's crazy, Dorian. Like I've never, it's like a twin flame thing, but not. I don't even know what to say. I really don't. It's just so weird.
Yeah.
In a drop of a hat, like I don't even. I'm beyond whatever. And so, and you know, I'm trying the first month. Okay, so I met like really quickly. I met him in October. And the first month I was fighting everything. I was fighting my feelings. Like, don't think about it. Forget about it. Forget about it. Forget about it. Well, how well did that work for me? That didn't work well at all.
Right,
to surrender.
Right.
To surrender.
There
yeah. So, yep. And now I'm just working with what it is.
Well, it almost feels like you're supposed to be this little, how can I say it, meditating, you know, you know, being in that kind of state of mind and just keep asking God, you know, where are you supposed to go? What are you supposed to do? Even in connection with this man or just in life in general, because you're kind of there already anyway, but I would be making contact with God every day and ask those questions. Where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to be doing right now?
Okay. That's wonderful.
Okay. Okay.
Is there any good highlights just really quickly for me just for the year? Like the theme of the year for me?
For the year, I think things will be changing financially for you. There's a possibility of a move. I see somebody, I don't know why I'm seeing somebody from Arizona. Some things around some family situations changing around you. Somebody's got a hip problem.
Somebody has a hip problem?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay.
But anything about a dog or something, Amala? A pet? An animal?
It's interesting. I use a cane right now, but yeah, maybe in the future when I move, I might get a seeing eye dog. I'm not sure.
Yes, that would be lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So,
hey,
but right now,
what part of the country are you in? Are you in Mexico yet or New Mexico?
Actually, that's so interesting. I went to Arizona, Sedona, this past March, 2016.
Yeah.
Yep.
You might go up there.
I did. Yeah, I might
go
again.
Move out there, Amla.
Really? Wow.
Yep. At some
Very
point, you might
cool.
move out in that area of the country. Yep.
Oh, that's a calling. That's for sure. I felt the rocks. I felt the. Yeah, that's cool. Very cool. It's always a pleasure talking to you. And many blessings to you. Merry Christmas and happy 2017. We all need it. God bless this whole universe and this world. Definitely.
And I agree. And thank
my
you.
Thoughts
and
prayers. Absolutely. My thoughts and prayers are with everybody listening and the whole world, the universe. God bless. God bless. God bless. Absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much. Okay. Take care.
Take care.
Right. Bye.
Bye. God, we just love Amla so much. Amla calls into the show. What a fantastic person. Okay, let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Sherry. How are you doing, Jerrianne?
Hey, I'm great, Sherry. What's up? What's on your mind?
I don't know. You tell me what's going on. got a lot going on right now. as always, right?
Right?
Yeah, I got a lot going on with my son right now. What do you see going on? Anything? What you got?
Okay, let's take a peek here. I know we're trying to keep it down to one question, only for the sake that there's a lot of other people online. But let me take a peek here. So we're talking about your son. What's his name, Sherry?
Ryan.
Ryan, okay. Well, I have to ask you, has he been kind of emotional lately?
Yes, absolutely.
He feels emotional. He feels sad. There's a lot of disappointment he's been having. He's been confused. And what a great kid.
Yeah.
He really is a good boy. Good young man. How old is he?
He's 16, just turned 16.
Okay. He's
hospitalized.
Kind of a very youth. I'm sorry, go ahead.
He's hospitalized right now, again, in a behavioral health setting. And he's due to come home the beginning of January, and I'm kind of worried about that.
Okay. He feels very, how can I say it? I think he's going to need a lot more support when he comes home. That's what I want to say.
Yeah,
so will he have some therapy he can go to?
Yeah, working on getting some different kind of stuff set up for him this time. Hopefully that'll be helpful.
Please do. He feels like one of those people. You know how you've got somebody that's considered like a starving artist. Their world is internalized and they don't express themselves fully and they suffer through a lot of their life's pain and stuff. And yet some of them are idiot savants, which they're just brilliant, amazing people and very advanced thinkers and stuff like this, but emotionally maybe a little setback. That almost feels like that's the way your son is right now. Like he can't express himself completely emotionally, but he's an amazing person.
Yeah, is he going to be okay?
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Yeah, I think he's going to have some struggles, and that's why he really, really needs to have that that therapy, that support for him. And so it's almost like, you know, some people just don't grow up right away. Like some people don't grow into their bodies and suddenly have this major growth spurt. And it kind of feels that way with your son. Like emotionally he's had a lot of setbacks or challenges and he hasn't like matured yet to know how to get the coping skills and know how to deal with all of the stress that he's under. And that's why he really needs this emotional support for him. And I would just keep doing whatever you can to keep his head above water.
Yeah.
That makes sense,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's exactly where we're at. Spot on, that's exactly where we're at.
Yeah, because he can't do it himself yet. I mean, he doesn't have the emotional maturity to know how to cope with what he's being hit with right now. He's got the feelings, he just doesn't know what to do with them. And it feels like they feel like they're kind of having his walls cave in on him. So, and if he could just know that what he's going through is normal and natural and so many kids go through it and it's, you know, you're going to be okay, just hang in there, we'll do what we can, you know. It's okay to feel your feelings. all that other stuff. But for some kids, it doesn't. It's just overwhelming, you know. And he's at that space. So I think you're a wonderful mother. I think you're amazing. And I know you're concerned, and I would just keep doing whatever you can to help him through these difficult times.
Does it look like he's going to be doing better this coming year than he has in the past?
It feels like it, and it feels like there should be a man there that's going to be supportive. And I don't know if this is like a male therapist that he's been working with or what. I don't know. But and even if he feels like he distanced himself from you a little bit, as long as he's doing his therapy on a pretty regular basis, you know, knock on wood, I could be wrong here, but I think I'm right, and I think he'll be able to manage moving through this. It just feels difficult right now.
Yeah, it has
okay.
been for years. All right,
okay.
And I'm going to call and ask you to come out for a party in February, so I'll be talking to you soon.
I'd love that. That sounds
yeah,
scary.
Me too. All right, talk to you soon.
Right.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Talk to you then. Merry
bye-bye.
Christmas, Sherry. All right, bye now.
Bye-bye.
I'll tell you, it's so hard when it comes down to our kids because it's hard being a kid these days. You know, all the stuff the kids have to go through and the things that society is going through, it's confusing for the kids, it's harder for the kids. And then we've got the two parents that have to work, and we've got the latchkey kid situation that's been going on for years. It's not like it used to be where the dad goes to work and mom stays home and raises the kids and stuff like this. So, you know, if you guys are going through some hard times, please, please, please hang in there. There's a lot of great programs, and the counseling and therapy, so important. If your kids need some of that, don't feel bad about it. Just, you know, get a call in. I mean, because even look at us as adults. Sometimes we're faced with situations that are really tough. And if we're faced with situations that are tough, look at our kids sometimes. So, you know, become a unified force. You know, either you and your husband or the family members, make sure you got, you know, your kids' backs and ask them what's going on. What's bothering you, honey? What's going on? And, you know, we'll see if we can fix that and work with that. So those are the things that we need to do as we, you know, embrace our children during some really hard times. And the teenage years, ay caramba, you guys. You guys have all been through it. It's tough. All right, so let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
My name is Donna.
Hi, Donna. Where are you calling from?
Canada.
Canada. Well, thank you for calling in. How can I help you?
Just wondering about a man named Chris. If you see him and I starting to date or spend time together again.
Okay. He feels like a really nice guy. You know, I've got to shoot this one thing out. I tell people the thing that we were just talking about with the other with Sherry. The thing I want to say is, if God brings us to it, God will bring us through it. And always keep your fingers crossed about that. Sometimes we have bigger lessons, but, you know, just keep asking God for that support and where should we go. All right, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chris, so you guys were dating before, correct?
We were, yeah.
Okay.
Spending time together.
Well, did he have a major infraction or something in which you felt you had to pull away? Was there some big upset in which you felt you had to pull away?
No, I think it was the other way around. I don't know, like, he pulled away, but he said he was busy with work.
Okay. Well, he actually feels like a very nice man. And I think the only thing you'd probably want to have a conversation with him about is if you get involved with him again, is he going to pull away again or how is that going to work for him?
Yeah. Do you see him wanting to get involved?
It kind of looks like it. I mean, he looks like a really great guy, to be honest with you.
Yes.
He's caring. He's He's nice. He's a good person. He's not a jerk. Does he have a son?
That I know of, no.
I don't know. I see a younger man. It seems that I see a younger man around him. If he's not, if it's not a son, is there somebody that he helps take care of, like a brother?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. All right, that's the person I'm seeing here. And he loves outdoors and gardening, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Does he like working on cars or vehicles or anything, Donna, or machinery of any kind?
Yes. Yeah.
Good, because he's a great guy, honey. You guys, I would say go for it. That's what I would say. And just be clear with him that, you know, you guys, that you did this before. And if you guys are going to start dating again, just know if you're going to make a commitment, is he going to be able to hang in there, even if he works, rather than pushing you off to the side again?
Do you see him wanting to reengage with me? Like, do you see that happening?
Oh, you guys have talked about it already, haven't you?
We have. Like, he basically said, you know, like, asked me, like, around Christmas time or so, you know, and I've just been a little bit, felt a little bit vulnerable with him, and I did have a bit of a discussion with him, and I just don't know where he really sits now. Like, I mean, I sent some messages to him about how I was feeling and thinking. So I just don't know where he sits now with regard to that.
I will tell you that you should know for sure around February if you guys are going to make it or not. And probably specifically February 14th. You'll know for sure if you guys are, if it's a go, deal or no deal.
Do you see us speaking with each other, spending time together before then?
It looks like you should be. And I think that you guys would make a lovely couple. But I think the word that I'd say on this is don't give up and give it time.
Do you know when I might spend time with him again? Like,
well, it feels, so what I'm getting is you guys should be making a contact. You guys should be making a connection here. And I don't think you need to rush it. But when you guys do communicate, so he's got to make up a decision, right? He's got to make a decision. And he's worth waiting for. He's a good man, Donna. That's what I can tell you.
That's what I feel, and I feel like this connection with him, like I just love him. You know, like I just really think
yeah.
a lot of him. And but I just don't know if I've, with my behavior with, or not my behavior, but me discussing the things I have with him, you know, whether I've like scared him off or, you know, or what, or if he's still, or if he's still open to me.
I think he's still open to you, and I think he's got to make up his mind what he wants to do. And I think you express a lot of self-love for yourself, and you set down some boundaries, and he's either got to be with it or not. You know, you just can't go out there and just, you know, let him do what he wants, and then you're just going to sit there on the roadside waiting. Good for
yeah,
you.
Sorry.
Yep. Good for you, and be patient. But I think he's worth waiting for, and if he give him some time to make up his mind and get back to you.
So do you
okay?
think he will favor in favor of me?
I think so far he definitely is definitely thinking for sure in favor of you. Would
That's
you let
good.
Me know what happens? I'd love to get some feedback.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate all your insight. Thank you. So it really means a lot, especially at this time of the year. It means a lot. So thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey. And Merry Christmas, Donna.
You too.
I think. All right, bye-bye. You know, and remember, you guys, I can't go into a more in-depth reading on the phone, on the radio show and stuff, but if you do want much more in-depth information, give me a call. That's 219-940-9292. Again, 219-940-9292. I do readings by phone, by Skype, and I've got a special going on, too. You can check my website, coffeepsychic.com. And if you want to take advantage of that special, give me a call, and we can schedule an appointment. All right, this time is going by quickly, and let's see who else we have online.
Hi, Jorianne. Hi, Jorianne. My name's Penny.
Hey, Penny, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What's on your mind tonight?
I was wondering about my future job.
All right. Now, do you have it scheduled already, this new job?
No, I do not. I know I need to get one.
Okay. Anything with gambling boats?
Gambling boats?
Yeah, anything with Native American, anything with gambling boats, anything like that.
Really?
Any thoughts around that? Any connections? Because I had a vision of an Indian coming up, and right away when I get Indian, sometimes it's the gambling boats. You don't have Native American in you, do you?
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, watch for anything around Native Americans, Indians, things like that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that's
now,
really
you,
bizarre.
Weird?
That's bizarre.
Yeah, but people always call me back. I get some of the weirdest stuff, Penny, and they just call me right back, and they let me know what's going on. Oh, I've got to tell you, I just got the notice from the radio show. The time has gone by so quickly, but hang on the line, Penny. I want to wish you guys a wonderful Merry Christmas, everybody, to all of my listeners from the last so many years I've been doing my show. I just love you guys to bits and pieces. And, of course, this is Jorianne the Coffee Psychic. This is your psychic connection. Please always, you know, get back to me. This is every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. It's a live call-in show, and I just think you guys are just the very best listeners. And again, for more in-depth reading, you can call me at area code 219-940-9292 and check me out at coffeepsychic.com. Thanks, everybody. All right, going back to Penny now. So, Penny, so ask me your question again, and I'll see if I can give you – you're talking about your job. And
right.
But you're talking about, like, a new job, new career for this coming year, aren't you?
Correct.
Okay. So are you used to doing any kind of, like, office work?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I see you in an office environment, and what's really fun is it looks like you're probably going to be having an amazing group of people to work with because I see you, you know, like, being very playful and you guys having a lot of fun. And were you and I know I said the Native American part. Have you also done any work for the city or the government at all?
Yes, that's what I do now.
Okay, good, good, because I can see you in the environment. And, gosh, you're just – I think you're going to stay in an environment like that. I think you're going to be provided a job that's going to have some great security. But it would really be neat to find out what the Indian stuff is about or if it's the gambling boats or whatever that is. I mean, maybe somebody's going to start asking you, hey, you want to go to the gambling boat? You know?
Maybe. I have friends that actually do that, and that's so weird because a place down the street from us has this huge Indian statue thing outside. I don't know. Not connected to me though, which is weird.
Right. Too funny.
It is too funny. How weird was that?
Well, you'll have to let me know. You'll have to let me know what happens.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right. Well, it was great talking with you, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Penny. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, you guys. Let's see who else we have online here. Hello, caller. Hi. Hello, caller.
Hello, are you talking to me?
Yes, yes. Kim, is that you?
Yes, it's me, Kimberly. I'm just listening in.
Oh, okay. Perfect, perfect. Well, why don't you hang on the line and I'm going to grab another caller here, okay? Hang on a second.
Yes.
caller.
Hello?
Hi, yes, you're going to be my last call, okay? How can I help you, sir? What's your name?
My name is Sean.
Sean, how can I help you, Sean?
Well, I'm going through some challenges with my ex-wife and my children, and I'm just kind of trying to figure out how that's going to work out.
Okay, yeah, I'm really sorry. It's really tough to go through those periods, for sure. Okay. And you guys have already gone through a separation, right, Sean?
Oh, yeah, we've been divorced for actually about 7 years.
Okay, all right. And were you going through a period where you were trying to pull the family back together and it's just not working kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have two kids right now, Sean?
I do.
Okay. And I've got to ask you, did you say that you guys are apart for 7 years now?
Yes.
Okay. Was there something where you moved away and then you moved back into an area?
No. That's part of the challenge that's coming up, though. She's trying to move away with the children.
Arizona or Wisconsin?
It's Arizona.
Yeah, I can see Arizona. So here's the deal here. Gosh, so she wants to go to Arizona, and she's taking the kids. Is it a possibility that if she goes to Arizona, you can go there as well?
Well, no, actually, I'm already in Arizona. I have friends in Chicago that I dialed into the show here. And
oh, got it. Perfect.
Yeah, I'm in Arizona, and, yeah, they're actually planning on moving, she wants to move to California.
Oh, she wants to move to California. Okay, so it's Arizona.
Yeah.
You're in Arizona. She's going to go to California. Okay, so how likely is it? Is she in Arizona right now?
Yes, we're all in Arizona right now.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm not quite sure that she's going to California. Just know that I'm saying that to you, okay? Are your kids like 11 years old? No, they're a little older, right? 13?
No, they're 10 and 12.
All right, 10 and 12. So that's close to the 11. 11,
yes,
and 13.
Yes.
All right, so I'm always about a year off. Okay. All right, so 10 and 12. I'm not sure that she's going to be able to move, Sean, yet. And if that means that you have to give permission, you have to give permission, right?
I do.
I don't see her taking off to California just yet, I got to tell you.
Okay.
And if you think that that's going to work out better for you with the kids, then you just might have to put your foot down that way. Is that a big issue for you?
If I think it's going to be better that they don't move, or...
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's funny because I've kind of been thinking, I've been flip-flopping between, is it the right thing to do to let them move? There's
right,
a lot
right.
involved.
Well, the only thing I'm seeing here is I don't see her in California. That's why I'm saying it. I see her in Arizona, Sean.
Okay.
I see her in Arizona. So I really thought you guys were out here and she was moving to Arizona, but you said, you know, she's in Arizona. So she
yes.
may want to move to California, but if you have another couple of years here that you can be with your kids, I mean, if you can't move to California with her and still have that space with your kids, I just don't see her getting out there right now. I mean, you could give her permission and just have it happen. But I'm not sure that it's going to happen that way. And the other question I'd have to ask you is, are you getting your kids enough?
Yes. Oh, no, it's completely joint custody right now.
Good.
I've been there for them since they're born and since we split up.
Yeah. it kind of occurs to me that something could be happening eventually here, but it kind of feels like the kids still kind of need you, and it feels like it would be a big stressor if they, like, one of them might like it more if they did leave, but not one of them for sure. So I hope that makes sense to you right now.
Yeah, it makes perfect
sense.
You'll
probably know by March which way this is all going to pan out. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, if you feel like giving me a call to set up a regular appointment, we can look at it in a deeper sense if you're interested. You just let me know.
Okay, absolutely.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Merry Christmas, sir.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you also. Thank you.
Thanks. God bless. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody. Hey, Merry Christmas to y'all. And a happy new year, and just bringing the new year with a lot of love. And this is the time at the end of the year where we really need to look at all of our situations. And if there's anything you need to forgive, forgive it. Send peace and love to every situation. So when you come into the new year, you're coming in with a very clean slate. All right. Well, happy new year, everyone. And we'll talk to you again. This is Jorianne the Coffee Psychic, your psychic connection. And we'll see you here next Wednesday at Blog Talk Radio. All right. Good night now.